Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Helias Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune, and before Tom and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Helias head coach Chris Henches.
Chris, you had a bye week last week, and tonight you're getting ready to play Washington in the district semifinals. Do you think you accomplished what you wanted to, first of all, last week without a game?
I think so. We had a good 3 days of practice. We had a good lift and conditioner on Monday and Friday, and we had good practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And really, it was about fixing some things that we felt we needed to fix. We did full pads on Tuesday. That was a more physical practice. And then Wednesday and Thursday was more half pad. We just did full speed thud tempo practice. That's normally what we do on those days. We worked on some special teams things and, you know, a few odds and ends things. We were able to do a little bit of two-minute drill, which, we hadn't done in a while, so that was good. But overall, I'm pretty happy with how we used our bye week.
And then right back to it on Monday.
Yep,
it's like game week.
Yeah, just right back to it with our scouting report on Monday and back in our rhythm and routine. And so we've had a good week of practice.
Okay, Washington comes in, the number five seed, but, they've had some quality games against quality opponents.
Yeah, they have. And really, outside of one game where they kind of got blown out, they've been in every football game they played. And that's kind of the nature of their offense is going to allow them to do that because they like to bleed the clock and they're a run-heavy football team. They keep the games close.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And their quarterback is a really good runner. And so he always kind of gives plus one in their scheme. And when you watch them on tape, they're big and physical. They got a left tackle that's going to the University of Missouri, and a tight end that's big, and a guard that's big, and they put the left side, they put their beef there, and they like to run behind them and just kind of lean on you and push you. And they got a very talented running back and a quarterback who's a dual threat guy. In the numbers and scheme wise, they present a problem. We're going to have to do a great job of defeating the blocks and holding that line of scrimmage.
Defensively, what do they do?
They've been mostly a 4-3 this year, but they have run some 3-4, so we prepared for both. Not sure what we're going to see. Same defensive coordinator that we saw 2 years ago. Different head coach, but same defensive coordinator. And they played a 4-3 against us 2 years ago in the playoffs. So, we're ready for either one.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Helias head coach Chris Henches. Tom, we talked about it at length last week. The bye week was the bye week. At least now the bye week is over, and the Crusaders can focus on the game this week. So what did Coach have anything interesting to say about how the bye week went or anything that kind of popped up or they were able to get done last week?
No, we talked about it last week, and he said things were going fine. And when I talked today, good grief, we talked Wednesday, everything was fine then too.
Sure.
And said that it was kind of a normal week of practice, except the fact they didn't know who they were going to play.
Yeah.
And, they got some busy work done, some detail work done. Talked about a little bit of special teams work, which is always important. Worked on the two-minute drill, which is something they don't have a lot of time for during the season.
Okay.
And so they got some detail stuff done, and he seemed to be pretty happy with the work they got done. But then Monday it was back to being a normal game week.
Right. And they did find out their opponent last Friday night. It was number five, Washington, in a mini upset in a 5-4 game, beating North Point 21-19. So it sounds like it was a close game. Sounds like it was, hard fought. Could have gone either way. It went Washington's way.
Yeah, I think Washington scored a couple times in the fourth quarter and led. And North Point scored with about 2 minutes left to make it 21-19 and went for two in the tie and didn't get it. Washington kept them out of the end zone.
Okay.
And then, ran out the clock. So it was a good win for them. They'd lost to them, I think, in week eight. So they got a little bit of measure of revenge. And now they're in the district semifinals with, a shot.
Right. I think the thing that just jumps out at you when you're just comparing records is obviously, Helias coming in at 8-1. Washington's coming in at 5-5. So, you don't want to... you can only glean so much sometimes from looking at scores, and it doesn't seem like it's kind of been oh, they're coming in on this big winning streak, or they're coming in on a losing skid. I mean, it's kind of been one of those where it was, you know, they started with season with a win, followed by two losses, then a win, then a loss, then a win, then two losses, then two wins the last 2 weeks. So it's not even like it's been a streaky team, or it's been a season of, you know, okay, we can figure them out. It just seems like it's been, okay, they've had ups and downs and pretty kind of alternatingly.
Yeah, one thing Chris pointed out was the fact, just, you know, looking at their scores, he said, they, you know, they're all relatively close games. There's a couple on there that aren't.
Sure.
But you know, he said, and that is the product of the style of the way they play.
Okay.
And so he said, you know, they've been in games that, you know, they're tested. Yeah, they didn't win them all, but, you know, they've been in close games, and they know sometimes how what it takes to pull those games out.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to, and we'll just jump a little ahead here in the conversation, is it's the way they run their offense. They run the ball. They have a really strong run game. And what they do is that just runs the clock. And you know, Chris said, like in the North Point game, you could watch that they had a 6-minute drive for a touchdown. You know, there's half the quarter gone.
Right.
And so, you know, you do stuff like that, that allows you to kind of stay in games.
Sure.
And that's one thing that concerns them going into tonight is, we cannot let them do that.
Right. And I think the measure of those, where you look at it, okay, so let's just look at some of these spreads. There was a 3-point game, a 3-point game, you know, a 4-point game, another 10-point game, an 8-point game. It's a team that when they find themselves in close games, yes, they've won some and they've lost some, but they're used to those. Whereas sometimes, you know, you get them in a close game and you go, we don't know how this team's going to react. They haven't had a close game. This team's had plenty of close games.
Yeah, and that's something that you know, has definitely caught Chris's and Helias's attention. The fact that, you know, they've been in these close games. They know they're not going to get rattled by much.
Right.
And that's why, you know, Chris kind of stressed the best thing that could happen for Helias tonight is to jump out to a, you know, an early couple, you know, get a couple stops, get up 14-0, make them uncomfortable, make them think that they have to grind it out and run clock and make it difficult on them to come back.
Yeah. It's obviously the bye week probably helped from the standpoint of getting everybody healthy. You can't overstate how important it is to have everybody at this time of year and how important it is to be healthy. How are the Crusaders coming into this one, and how, you know, how much do they have in terms of, you know, close to being a full complement of guys?
I think all good. I think it's all everybody, you know. I think Trey Rice is back. I think everybody should be back for tonight, which is big. You know, I know we talked about this last week, but, you know, if Trey Rice can play, he was their starting slot receiver. They were expecting big things out of him this year. You know, he gets injured in week one, late in the, against Hannibal in week one, and has missed all this time. But now it's like it's adding a weapon,
right,
you know, a proven commodity that can come out and bolster that offense.
Yeah. I'm going to shift you. We're going to zag a little bit here for a second, just shift our attention to the other side of the bracket, because I do feel like there's another intriguing matchup that's going on in Class 5, District 5 tonight, and it's that
same action.
Exactly. Well, potentially in the future. So, I guess first let's just admit this, the matchup is 2 Camdenton at 8-2 versus 3 seed Cap City at 7-3. But the first thing is, yes, you kind of stole the thunder a little bit, but it's going to be in the future, it's going to be a new member of the CMAC, and that's Camdenton.
Yeah, I don't. You know, we started hearing about this about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
It was that, you know, as the Ozark Conference was falling apart, there were basically 4 teams left that didn't have a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was Camdenton, Lebanon, Waynesville, and Rolla. And Helias and the CMAC had approached Camdenton, one, about being a charter member of the conference, and they said no, they were happy where they were. And then about once a year, somebody would get in touch with them and say, hey, if something ever happens, we're interested.
Right.
And, you know, and I talked to the Camdenton AD, Bill Kurtz, this week, you know, for the story that ran, I guess, in Thursday's paper, and he said, you know, yeah, they'd call every week, but we really had no reason to leave. We liked where we were at. And so, yeah, again, so then we jump to when it's all falling apart down there. The way I understand it, and I've seen different stories about this,
right,
what I understand what happened was the 4 of them approached the CMAC and said, if you want one of us, you got to take all of us. So the CMAC had a meeting a couple weeks ago and voted and said, okay, you know, we would like to have you all. We will send you your invitations. Well, before the invitations quite got there, Lebanon went and approved a move to what the new Central Ozark Conference down there. And the Central Ozark Conference said it has to be all four of you. That was part of the deal.
Right.
And so I don't know what happened. That obviously didn't happen either. Waynesville's going to that conference with Lebanon. Camdenton, then, when that happened, Camdenton got in touch with CMAC and said, we're still interested.
Right.
Don't give up on us. Something happened that the all four togetherness kind of all went separate ways.
Right.
Now, you know, Mr. Kurtz told me, he said, you know, we would love to have stayed together, but, you know, do we do that for the sake of three football games?
Right.
Which is basically what it would have been. He said, you know, they didn't really want to go south because they didn't want to do all the travel. Lebanon, I don't think, wanted to come this way, and I've heard a couple of reasons. You know, there's no media that they get up in this area. I think it's easier travel for them not to have to come north. I think there's a bunch of reasons why they didn't. But, you know, the main thing is Camden's coming. You're getting a quality football program that, you know, has proven to be good in other sports at times.
Correct.
You know, they struggle a little bit in basketball right now, and I think they'll admit that. But a chance, you know, you're only one or two good classes away from getting that turned around.
Right.
I think they're going to be – I think it's a good overall thing. Yes, we talk a lot about football, but if it wasn't for football – this conference wouldn't exist. CMAC, again, Sedalia, thank you very much. And Campson wouldn't be coming if it wasn't for football.
Right.
So, that you know, right now, they have a meeting later this month. You've got eight members now, a nice number. They're going to work out a football schedule. In the easiest way to handle this would be keep weeks 1 and 9 non-conference, play your conference games 2 through 8.
Right.
And plug Camdenton in every week that everybody, the current conference schools were playing a non-conference game.
Right, right.
That'd be the easy way to do it.
Sure.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think after 4 years, I think there are some schools that may want to tweak things a little bit on their schedule, kind of shift things up, home and away, maybe move a team around. I know Helias is not keen on having Capital City followed by Jeff City both on the road 1 year and both at home the next year.
Right,
they'd like
right.
to split that up.
Sure.
So I think, you know, there's going to be some things that are going to be talked about here in a week from Saturday, I think, is when it is. But, you know, I think overall it's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a lot of – you're not having to travel. Like from Jeff City here, it's basically a straight shot, 50 minutes now to Camdenton.
Right.
With the bypass. It's a good area school, somebody they've always wanted. A chance for, you know, Helias and Camdenton to renew a rivalry, which really kind of fell apart when they went to the Ozark Conference and played only conference games.
Right.
So – you know, I was talking to Chris. There's not that many people around the Helias program, you know, besides him and me and a couple of, you know, other assistant coaches that have been around long enough to remember the days that they played Camdenton all the time. What great games they
had. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember those as well. And it's kind of one of those that when it came up, I thought, yeah, this makes perfect sense. It's something where you look at it and go, there's so many times where you look at certain things and go, why is this the way it is? And why isn't this part of this? And this was one of those where you go, yeah, this makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels. So when I heard about it, I'm like, I'm not broken up about the other three that didn't come. I'm
yeah.
really glad that the one that did, because to me it just makes a lot of sense. Just from an optic standpoint, you look at it and go, that's a team that is pretty close in size to all of these. They should be with us. And so now they are, and that's a great thing, I think.
If you were going to get one, that Camdenton was the one you wanted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think it's all going to work out really good. And you know, I don't know. I think for now the CMAC is done trying to expand. I don't know where they would go from here.
Right.
But, you know, I think they're still open to maybe getting, you know, two more schools, getting a full 9 football conference schedule.
Right.
Because, you know, you talk to any AD, the worst thing in the world is trying to get a football schedule together.
Right.
And so I think this is really football driven, but it's going to work out, I think, in a lot of other sports.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So from the standpoint then, is this is kind of maybe a precursor to a matchup that we might see next year. How do you see that Camdenton-Cap City matchup going tonight, and who do you think advances to the title game that will play either Helias or Washington?
You've got two contrasting styles.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Camdenton basically playing 5 wide all the time, and then you've got Cap City who just likes to run the ball all the time.
Right.
I think the potential is there for a relatively high-scoring game, so I don't know. I would think Camden would might have a little bit of an edge, but I think whoever wins, I think it, again, I kind of joked about this, the first one to 40 may be the one that wins, right. Maybe the ones that win tonight.
Right, right. All right, then I guess I'll flip it to the game we were mainly concerned about, and I'll just say, do the Crusaders advance tonight with a win over Washington?
Yeah, they played each other. Hawaii and Washington played in this round 2 years ago, and Hawaii won 49-6. I don't know that this game, the final spread may not be quite that big, but you know, I think Hawaii, you know, they wanted the number one seed. They got the bye week. I think that I think rest more than rust. So I think they're right. Going to come out, and I think it's going to be a final like Hawaii's 35-7.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune. And get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.